Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm now joined on the line by Ilan Eviatar, who is an author and journalist and former editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Report and a co-author of Target Tehran. Ilan, thanks so much for joining us. You know, the news changes from minute to minute, and what I was thinking to ask you 5 minutes ago becomes a little bit outdated when we get to talk to you. But we're just hearing that the G7 affirms Israel's right to self-defense and declares that Iran must never obtain a nuclear weapon. Are we seeing more and more Western powers coming on board and supporting Israel?
I think that support is very clarified, because on the one hand, they're calling for Israel to de-escalate, and on the other, they're just supporting Israel's right to defense. But I think at the end of the day, none of these Western powers have any interest in Iran having a nuclear weapon. So I think what's important is that they realize that either Iran has to, through a diplomatic solution, adopt a Libya-style model, whereby it completely gives up on its military nuclear program, it completely gives up on the right to enrich uranium on Iranian soil, and it completely gives up its offensive ballistic missile program. This is going to go on. They have to insist that is the case.
Ilan, many say regime change is the only way to rid us of the Iranian nuclear scourge. Do you think that Israel has taken the strategic decision to achieve that and will continue with this operation until there is regime change?
Israel says no, regime change is not part of its strategic goals, but we just saw, as you said, things keep changing. Perhaps half an hour ago, Israel launched a strike on the Iranian broadcast corporation. And normally, when you hit an enemy's broadcast corporation, that's not a military target, that's not a nuclear target. Maybe it is taking actions that would encourage people to rise up against the regime. I can certainly say, obviously, I think everybody would be very, very happy if the regime in Iran is gone, because if that regime stays in power, even with a nuclear agreement, it's so ideologically opposed and has such a vitriolic hatred of Israel that it's going to continue to seek ways to harm Israel, to arm its proxies.
There's been a fair amount of destruction in Israel. Do you think that this was expected, or has Israel been caught by surprise in any way about Iran's capabilities?
Oh, not at all. I think the threat scenarios that were being considered even before Israel launched this strike were much more severe. And, I think the point is that Israel decided Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, no matter the cost. So, from what we know, the Iranians have some 2,000 ballistic missiles, but Israel has managed to hit approximately a third of its missile launches, so that severely reduces its capability to launch ballistic missiles at Israel. We've seen barrages of around 50 missiles at a time. If Israel can continue to degrade Iran's missile capabilities, that number will decrease, and Israel will be able to up its success rate in shooting down these missiles. But obviously, it's never going to be 100%.
Ilan, I have about a minute left to talk to you, and I have two completely unrelated questions that I'm just going to throw at you. The first is a question coming in about properties. For those Israelis who have lost a home or their properties have been damaged by these Iranian strikes, does the government cover the costs of those? And the second question is, with everything that is happening, do you think, given what Netanyahu is doing for the country, that his trial should be indefinitely postponed? Is there any talk of that at the moment?
First question, the Israeli government, the Israeli tax authority does offer compensation for properties damaged by missiles, by hostile actions. Second question, that's a question of a very political nature, and I'd rather stick to issues.
Fair enough. That's Ilan Eviatar, author and journalist and former editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Post and co-author of Target Tehran. Thanks for chatting with us. And that leaves me with just 10 seconds to say goodbye, to say I hope you enjoyed today's show. We have a whole range of topics and different angles we want to approach the Israel-Iran conflict with tomorrow. So remember, you can join me and the regular team here on The Home Run from 3 to 6. In the meantime, have yourselves a good evening.